father. Or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long. Want to tell everybody a little after 4:20 this afternoon, the one and only from Fox Sports, Tim Brando will join us. Be talking college football with the championship game this coming Monday night and also about all the transfer portal stuff. And Timmy B did some games with Levitt at Arizona State. Charlie, I talked to Jen Hale today. She was like, I almost got run over at the end of that game because Arizona State upset Texas Tech. And she had to do that interview that lasted about 5 seconds with Kenny Dillingham. And then the field, I mean, it got engulfed. I mean, you couldn't see anybody because everybody had run on the field. And so we'll get Timmy's comment and thoughts on Levitt. He got to interview him, talk to him, and that was a dynamic combination at Arizona State when they were healthy with Levitt and also Jordan Tyson, who's a terrific football player. But, man, he's got a long injury list, and I think that probably is going to affect a little bit on his draft stock. I still think he'll be a high pick, but, man, once the medical staff take a look at that, that's not a short one for Jordan Tyson, who I think is just a tremendous football player. Would be clear-cut the best wide receiver in this draft class. But, man, you worry about can he stay healthy, and he's had a major knee injury and then had a host of lower body soft tissue injuries at Arizona State. Charlie, big news. After 19 years, Mike Tomlin, and, man, they got a beat down last night, 30-6 by the Texans, who were just unbelievable defensively. And we've talked about the Texans all year long, but Mike Tomlin has resigned from the Pittsburgh Steelers. He still has time left on his contract. He's 53 years old. He signed that contract extension following the 2023 season, but in 19 years, Charlie's never had a losing season. And I remember when he got the job, he was 33 or 30, I think he was 34. He replaced Bill Cowher, and a lot of people thought it was going to be someone else other than Mike. And then at 36 years old, you know, he wins the Super Bowl. But to have 19 consecutive years of a non-losing season is unreal. But I think like in many jobs today, especially in the sports world, it comes to an end. And after you've lost 7 straight playoff games, you just had a feeling. All the concentration at the end of that game was about Aaron Rodgers. And I get it. He's one of the all-time greats at quarterback. But watching at the end of that, they almost look defeated. And in a lot of ways, don't the Steelers today look like the Saints after Drew Brees, Sean Payton. There's a lot of similarities there. You don't have your young quarterback for the future. You've gotten old on the defensive side of the football. Does T.J. Watt look like the same guy that we saw even 2 years ago? And then, you know, Haywood in the middle, who's still a really good player, but you've got some age there. Your offensive line's not real good. You can't run the football well. DK Metcalf, I think, is a really good football player. Really, really good. And they have a few weapons here and there. But this team, because teams change very quickly overnight on you, this Steeler team looks like the team sort of what Dennis Allen got. After Sean Payton left, to be honest with you.
So I just want to shout out, you know, Mark Schlereth, who was just on the money talking about the Texans defense last Tuesday, Mike. I used that audio for the Flash on Monday afternoon. The Texans defense is so fun to watch. They are just vicious. There's no other word for it. They're violent. They're vicious. And they smoked the Steelers last night. And it was something that we had all picked. We felt real good about the Texans entering that game, despite all the numbers about the Steelers' long winning streak on Monday Night Football and how the Texans hadn't won a road game in the postseason and all this other stuff. I just thought it wasn't a good matchup for Rodgers and the Steelers, and that proved to be true. The Steelers will now be looking for just their fourth head coach, Mike, since 1969. Chuck Knoll from 1969 through 1991. Bill Cowher, 1992 through 2006. And then Coach Tomlin from 2007 through 2025. That is unbelievable. You see organizations, dysfunctional organizations, Mike, go through four coaches in a decade, maybe less, right? The Steelers, meanwhile, are looking for their fourth coach in basically about 60 years. It's unbelievable, their run of coaching. So it's another opening, which now gets us up to 9 on the season, by the way, Mike, and 3 of which come from the AFC North. It's so funny. I was texting my buddies about this. The worst coach in the AFC North is the only one that kept his job. Zach Taylor with the Bengals. And that's another story for another day. But
yeah,
like,
Paul Brown didn't want to pay, and hire somebody else.
I know.
But here's the crazy part, Charlie. The Saints' schedule for 2026, they're going to go up against 8 new head coaches.
Yeah, because they play the AFC North.
in a 17-game schedule, you got 8 new head coaches.
And 2 of them are against the Falcons. 2 of those games, they have the AFC North, 3 of the teams, the Steelers, Ravens, and Browns, as we had mentioned earlier. They play the Giants, and who else am I missing? The Cardinals, I think, Mike?
Yep.
On their schedule, and the Raiders. So as you mentioned, that is a ton of new head coaches that you're going to be going up against. And you've seen some programs this year, especially, kind of hit their stride in year one under head coaches. Like, you can think of Vrabel in New England and Jacksonville with Coach Cohen, Chicago with Coach Johnson, but it's kind of not necessarily the norm. A lot of the more of the times you see, you know, what happened with Coach Kellen Moore, what happened with Coach Glenn is kind of the lower end of things, but first year head coaches aren't necessarily the guys that come in and just are gangbusters and lead a team to double-digit wins in the postseason right off the bat. So, like you mentioned, it's definitely favorable for the Saints in 2026.
Yeah, and Mike Tomlin, I think, will take the Sean Payton route. You resign, you go do TV for a year, and then you come back. You know, I mean, he's 53 years old, but look at that resume. Look who they're hiring. Pete Jenkins made this comment to me. This was a couple weeks back, and he was like, Mike, there's the biggest disparity. It's not about talent in college or pro football. Coaching. Mike Tomlin's one hell of a coach. I think Mike Tomlin is a really, really good head football coach. They were built for defense. Now with Roethlisberger, man, he did a lot of stuff when he was quarterback in there that kind of got them over the hump. But they were a running team. They beat you up front. And you don't see that anymore. Now it looks as though it's the end of the trail for Aaron Rodgers. There's no heir apparent here. And you got a lot of holes in different areas. For them to win that division, man, that tells you all you need to know about Mike Tomlin. Because that's an aging football team. In Pittsburgh.
Absolutely. I mean, like you said, Mike, he's never had a losing season. 19 years running the team. That's unbelievable as far as the run. And Steelers fans can say what they want about their playoff losing streak. And at least you're getting to the postseason consistently. You know what I mean? It's the grass is not always greener. Just like we said with Coach Harbaugh, Mike, maybe the Ravens hit a knockout of the park home run type of hire. Same thing with the Steelers, but you got to get lucky with that. You had established faces on top of both of those organizations, and now you make this decision to move on from both of them. So it's a new era in the AFC North for sure, Mike.
Yeah, totally. Totally different. And 193, 114, and 2 regular season record. That's impressive. But the 19 straight years of winning seasons or not having a losing season, that's so impressive. And I got a lot of respect for Mike Tomlin as a coach. He handles players and situations very, very well. And I think in today's world where when he can kind of – players have changed since he took over. He's done a tremendous job adjusting to a new world of players and how you treat them, how you can kind of motivate them. It's a much more difficult time. When we come back, we'll have on with us Tim Brando from Fox Sports. Talk to us about college football and the transfer portal, LSU, you name it. Right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike DeTillo along with Charlie Long. It's time now for our latest on LSU football and college football and the transfer portal. It's all brought to you by the spirit of First American, a banking tradition since 1910. And on our talk and text line from Fox Sports, one of our favorites, Timmy Brando. Timmy B, how you doing, brother?
I am great, gentlemen. Good to be with you. And tell the cannon said hello, will you?
I will.
I know he's now more known as T-Bob's dad than before, but tell him I said hello.
Will do. And his youngest son, Bo, his wife is expecting anytime soon. It'll be Bobby J's eighth grandchild.
Wow. He's doubled up on me. I've just got four. Wow.
And I got a couple. So, man, I can tell him you got a lot more Christmas presents to buy than I do. Put it to you that way. but we might spend the same amount of money, but it's just on different levels. Timmy, I'll ask you right off the bat because I know you got to do a few games with Arizona State. Sam Leavitt was there.
Oh, yeah.
And Here's the crazy thing. Charlie Long, who's sitting in with us, we go to Manning, and so Charlie's telling me, Mike, you tell me where to go for interviews. And so we catch Cade Klubnik real quick. He's sitting there basically by himself, like nobody knew who the hell he was. And so we caught him, and then we crossed, and I caught Austin Simmons, who I thought was going to be the starter at Ole Miss, and he was the starter until he got hurt, and then Trinidad Chambliss comes in with the Superman cape. And sitting right next to him, there was one reporter that was questioning Leavitt. And I told Charlie, that's the guy. Let's go talk to him. And I had told him he was the best deep passer they had there at Manning. Of all the 48 quarterbacks, he was the best deep ball thrower. So when I brought it up to him, he was like, oh, yeah, Mr. Mike, I love to throw that. What I have to work on is the short intermediate game. And he said a lot of it was timing. And he said, man, when you got a player like Jordan Tyson, I just want to hit him in space and let him take off. The problem last year, though, Timmy, and so I want you to, first of all, talk about Leavitt, but also about Jordan Tyson, who a lot of people are bringing up as a possible top 10 pick as a receiver. And I love him to death. I just don't like his medical history.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Jordan Tyson was, when healthy, the best wide receiver in college football. I don't think there's any question about it. Had they not lost him before the playoffs a year ago, they would have beaten Texas, okay? I mean, they came within an eyelash, okay? A fourth down completion of winning the game anyway in that tremendous comeback at the Peach Bowl in Atlanta. And they would have been, you know, on the doorstep of playing for a national title. But two things happened to Arizona State this year that affected Leavitt. First and foremost, they never replaced Scataboo. They had decent runners, not great runners. They thought the Army transfer was going to get him some tough yards, but he was not built. No one's like Scataboo. That kid is awesome. And when he gets healthy again with the Giants, you'll see what I'm talking about. Even more so. I know you got a little dose of him in New Orleans early in the year before he got hurt, so you know where I'm coming from about him. Sam had to run the ball too much in the games that we had, particularly early. We had him a couple of times, had him after, you know, Leavitt had been injured, but we also had him early in the season when Leavitt could play. And my conversations with him were always really good, tough-minded, just competitor on top of competitor approach to the game. His right arm, when we visited with him, and I actually posted the picture on my Twitter account earlier this week when they announced that they got him, he had a scab that went basically from his right elbow all the way down to his wrist, literally covered up the back end of his right arm, his throwing arm. No problem. He didn't care. You know, he would give up his body in a heartbeat to make a play. And but because of Scataboo's loss of him, they did not have a run game to complement their pass game. And Tyson was easily the most targeted of receivers. So in order for them to get anything done on the ground, Sam had to run it. And he had to run it too much, and that's how he got banged up. And ultimately was knocked out and could not finish the season. And Jeff Sims had to come in for him. He is, with a full complement of running backs and certainly receivers, I think what he wants to be able to do is not have to rely on his legs quite as much. And in Lane's offense, as much as Trinidad and to some extent Austin Simmons runs the football, they don't rely on quarterback run. They get the ball out of there quickly, and they don't have to worry about pass rush nearly as much. You saw the Miami bigs in that game against Ole Miss. They seldom, if ever, could get to Trinidad, and when they did, he escaped them and got rid of the football. In that offense, you're getting rid of the football so quickly that you're not going to take the kind of hits that you would take in the Arizona State offense, and in most offenses, really, to be honest with you. Although Lane loves to have a multiple group of quarterbacks because he knows that they're vital to what he's doing, and they're not going to stop yet. I see reports now that the kid from Colorado that's highly thought of, Ryan Staub, is another kid he's thinking about bringing in. So there'll be more than Leavitt, but Leavitt is the to my way of thinking, he is the linchpin to this portal class, without a doubt. Everything will hinge moving forward with the class on having gotten 11. And they had reached a point there, Mike, when, you know, the whole thing broke with Demond Williams, that he could have lost Sam Levitt over that. Okay. And the Demond Williams thing turned into an absolute train wreck. So much so that the agency that handles Demond dropped him. That's the Wasserman Group. That's their athletic group of the Wasserman Group, which, by the way, they on the broadcast side, they handled me. So I know about his representation. They dropped him, and then he had to go back to the school. And the story on him leaving after he had signed the contract, Demond Williams, that broke on a day when there was a funeral for one of his teammates. I mean, it was a really bad PR day for that young man. And LSU was involved in that. It could have put him in peril with Levitt. And so that was a great get, and a very smart move on the part of Kiffin to get up to Knoxville to make sure that Sam did not go to Tennessee.
Tim, when you look at college football today, and I know you and I have talked about this before, and it's ever changing, year to year. And, you know, you and I grew up, okay, we thought of Indiana, Bobby Knight, basketball, okay? It had nothing to do with no football stuff. And then you look at Texas Tech, and their basketball team has been really good. But then and they've had individuals, certainly at the quarterback position, mm-hmm. that's been impressive. But you see the change over there, where next year, when everybody's putting their top 10 together, Texas Tech is in that group. Yeah. You can't overlook that. And
they outbid on Sorsby. You know, that
yes,
was somebody
sir.
Else that LSU wanted, and they outbid. Cody Campbell got his guy, and listen, I think they found out a lot. Texas Tech did about the you know, how crucial it is to be really solid at quarterback. Not that Barron Morton was a bad quarterback. Hell, he was undefeated in the games that he started last year. But the stage was bigger, and it was a stage he had never been on before. And it showed in that game with Oregon. To get a guy like Sorsby, who by all accounts has the measurables that made him really, in a lot of respects, the top guy to get in the portal, was a big get for them, no doubt about it. But things are changing, and fans need to understand that. This ain't your grandma's Indiana. It's not your grandma's Vanderbilt. It's not your grandma's Texas Tech. I mean, we can go on and on. Brand name still matters to television executives in many cases. It still matters a lot to the fans of those schools that have such great tradition. But in terms of productivity in today's college football, the best part about the NIL and portal era, in my mind, is the greater access that's given to more teams to be really, really good in a given year. And let me tell you, it's only going to grow. And that's one of the reasons this proposal that you're seeing that's being looked over now by Greg Sankey and Tony Petitti, they're negotiating about it now as to whether to go to 16 with the option to go to 24 within 3 years. That could happen because we're just going to see it spread around. And that, when people say, oh, that's going to hurt the end of the regular season, to the contrary, Mike, it's going to make November an even bigger month to remember when you're talking about games involving teams trying to get into the 24 to go to the playoff. We just got to get that calendar moved back. Start in early August and end it on New Year's Day or really close to New Year's Day so that we're not having to go up again. I mean, think about it. We had two games last week played on Thursday and Friday nights to accommodate the NFL schedule because you didn't want to go up against those games. And now we're going to have to wait until Monday, which is after another cycle of playoff games. The biggest cycle, really, of playoff games takes place on Saturday and Sunday. How much hype and are we getting for the national championship game in college football? Hardly any. And then by the time Monday rolls around, what do you think the main topic will be? It'll be the games played on Sunday, not the game being played on Monday night. So we got to get that part of it fixed first and foremost.
Timmy, I got to go to break, but hang on. We'll come back. I want to get your thoughts on Indiana, Miami, or Florida. And, man, we saw that run from Miami or Florida that, you know, it has taken them so long to get back. They've went through numerous coaches and everything else, but man, we saw what Coach Schnellenberger did, then Jimmy Johnson, then Erickson, then Butch Davis. And then you see the run afterwards, not as successful, and not even close. So hang on tight. We'll go to break, and we'll come back with Tim Brando from Fox Sports right after this break.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators. Keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long, and on our talk and text line from Fox Sports, Tim Brando. Tim, I'll get your thoughts. Miami of Florida, Indiana, and if I didn't know any better and I watch Indiana through the I didn't get to see them every game because I'm doing pregame for LSU with Herb Tyler, but I got to watch a number of their games and then watch them in the playoffs. If I didn't know any better, I'd swear I'm watching Alabama. Five or 6 years ago. That's what they look like.
Yeah, they look like that 2020 team in the COVID year that went undefeated. You're right. They are as well coached as any team I've ever seen. Kurt Cignetti has been both great for college football, but horrible for a lot of college football coaches because now you got athletic directors saying, that's why we had all these firings midseason. I mean, that's why that happened. I mean, you want to know why James Franklin was the first to go and the domino? That's why. And people failed to realize that Cignetti had big-time talent at the JMU level, okay? And, oh, by the way, when he left and he took a bunch of those players with him, including a conference player of the year in one league, and he made him the most outstanding player of the year in the Big Ten the following year, and Curtis Rourke at quarterback, he only did what? Got better through the portal at that position by getting Mendoza. But still, so many of those guys on the defensive side, mostly three-star players that he had developed at James Madison that came over with him, you know, they were 3 and 4 stars, and they play like pros now, okay? They play like pros, and they are an older team. And they'll probably stay that way given the times that we're in now, because through the portal, you don't necessarily have to get as young as you once did. But think about this. I was preparing to do in week two of the college football season, we were preparing to do Kennesaw State at Indiana. Now, Kennesaw State played for their conference championship, I'll add. Okay, so they weren't a horrible team at that level. They were not a horrible group of five team. I was preparing for that game watching the tape of the week one game that they played against Old Dominion. Do you realize they had one fumble all season? Indiana had one fumble, one turnover. And it happened in the game with Old Dominion to start the season out of Conference USA. Happened in that game. They didn't have another one. They put the ball on the ground a time or two, but they not turned it over. Now think about that. A fumble recovery only happened one time for the opposition against them. They just don't make mistakes. And listen, the home field is going to be incredible for Miami. Anybody that knows the history of Miami when they play for national championships in Miami, especially in the old Orange Bowl days when Cristobal was playing to win the two that he got in 89 and 91 with Erickson and Jimmy Johnson. You think about those days now, okay, and here's the deal. As great as that home field was, and, you know, Osborne had it when he went up, you know, he had to deal with it with Schnellenberger, and then Jimmy got it in 87, and he won his championship before moving on to the Dallas Cowboys. But none of those Miami teams had to play a team that was this stout in this many places that doesn't make mistakes. Miami is probably, from a physical standpoint, Mike, the best team to match up with Indiana. They're so big. They're so strong. I mean, that is an NFL-sized defensive front. It is an NFL-sized offensive front. You saw them move the pile on a couple of sneaks, what, 10, 12, 15 yards against Ole Miss out in Arizona. That I don't know that can happen against Indiana's front, but I do know this. The thing that the Canes will do that Indiana won't is make mistakes. You won't see false starts. You won't see turnovers, okay, which, as we know, has been the problem that Carson Beck has had in his career. I know a lot of people that were watching that game before the championship drive, which was big time, and Carson Beck, you know, listen, give him a lot of credit. He played the position the way it had to be played late and came up with the drive of his life after Trinidad had put the Superman cape on again to get that 27-24 lead. But here's the issue, and this will follow Carson through the course of the game. When they were behind and there was one tipped ball and Ole Miss had gotten an interception before, I think a lot of people felt, uh-oh, it might happen again, because Beck, usually when he throws a pick, another one is not that far behind. Well, he answered the bell, and he took him down the length of the field to get the touchdown. But that's the issue. Fernando Mendoza doesn't turn it over either, okay? And that, to me, is going to be the difference in the game. Miami could stay with them. It could be a hell of a first half. Maybe even we could be even talking about the game being in doubt midway in the third. But ultimately, I think Indiana takes care of business and wins the national title because they simply don't make mistakes. That's the difference between Indiana and Miami.
Two things for you. Because yesterday, Chas Preston, who grew up right up the road from me, he went to St. James High School. And he started at Alabama. He was a four-star recruit. Didn't work out for him at Alabama. He transfers to Tulane and with Coach John Summerall. And he turned into a big-time player last year for Tulane, that wide receiver. And I think the thought was if Coach Summerall left, he would follow him to Florida. All of a sudden, guess where he's going? Indiana. Okay, Timmy, the last guy, and he's not, I don't even consider it a Bayou guy, was Tracy Porter from Port Allen.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're talking about, this is 2004.
Tracy Porter was playing in 79. My first year in Baton Rouge, where my radio station was in Port Allen, by the way.
Yeah.
Tracy was on that team with Ensminger and David Woodley. I remember that vividly. Yeah, and John Ed Bradley was the center on that team.
So Tracy Porter leaves, And he goes to Indiana, and I think he graduated in 2007 because he was a Saints draft pick at 08. I think he was a second-round pick of the Saints. That's the last guy I can remember. Now, we're talking about 2004 is when he got there. That's over 20 years ago. Chaz is now headed to Indiana to play for him. It goes to show how the world has changed. Indiana, I never saw an assistant coach, anybody from Indiana, on any high school sidelines I've ever been on. I've seen them from Ohio State and Michigan. Right. Those guys recruited here pretty hard, especially Michigan at one time, but never Indiana.
Their athletic director, as you know, is a New Orleanian. They would come down to and hopefully pick up some of those great athletes. And before college football integrated, you remember, much of that Michigan State team that Duffy Daugherty had in the 60s, Webster and so many
Bubba Smith.
And Bubba Smith, all those guys, those were Alabama kids, many of them, that went up to play at Michigan State because there were not many opportunities for black athletes in the 60s. But listen, let me tell you something. This is not going to go away, and there'll be more teams like Indiana that pop up, okay? And it's all going to be measured basically on how much does the fan base care about the money that's spent on the athletes. And some of these schools, like Mark Cuban, is now, you know, he's now the new Phil Knight of Indiana, okay? And then you've got and he's spending more than Phil Knight is, all right? And you got Cody Campbell in Texas Tech, and Double Eagle Oil is financing that. So, you know, you better come heavy-handed, and you better be willing to spend. The going price now is somewhere between $4 to $6.5 million for a quality quarterback. And I know that sounds crazy, but here's the deal. If that money is being spent the way you want it spent, it's still going to be very, very beneficial for your school, for your program, because of what athletic success means to your institution's success. And I keep trying to tell people this all the time that are my age and older. I'm sure you do too.
Yeah, I agree.
But the reality is, this is the price you pay when you sat on your hands and didn't do anything and kicked the can down to the curb for 15 years the way the NCAA did. We need to get them the hell out of college football altogether. And we need, some guardrails, and we need a czar for our sport, and we need the two biggest leaders right now, the Big Ten and SEC commissioner, to find compromise moving forward.
I agree with you, Tim. I'll tell you this real quick before we leave. We had Willie Fritz on before the Texas Bowl.
Love Willie.
And I told Willie. I said, Willie, hey, I think Houston can be the next Texas Tech. He was like, Mike, you're putting a lot of pressure on me, and I don't have that guy's money behind me here. But he said, I appreciate it.
Yes. Mr. Fertitta, are you listening to us in Houston? Yes.
I was going to say, he does have one that can cut a check and it won't bounce.
Yes,
Tim,
he does.
Thank you, Tim. I appreciate it, bud. Thanks so much.
Great being with you, Mike. All the best, my friend.
Thank you so much, Jimmy. That was our LSU football report brought to you by the Spirit of First American, a banking tradition since 1910. You can keep up with all of the Tiger moves and Lane Kiffin and breaking news about LSU football right here on the Big 870 WWL. We'll be back to finish it off here in our number one. Finishing up here in our number one of Sports Talk, want to thank Tim Brando did a great job again. When we come back, Mark Schlereff will be on with us at 5:25. More sports talk right after this news break.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.